This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A former Indigenous member of Canada's National Police Force is leading a proposed class action lawsuit against the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, her lawsuit alleges widespread racism within the force.
Marjorie Hudson joined the RCMP in Manitoba in 1979. She was one of the first Indigenous women to join the force. But after a 31-year career, she is now suing the RCMP, alleging systemic racism that she says she experienced on the job. She also alleges unequal pay, lack of opportunities, and years of discrimination that left her with psychological trauma. When she left the RCMP in 2009, she says she was so disgusted she threw her police badge in the garbage. Her lawsuit also alleges that she was sent to do countless dangerous jobs alone with no backup, and in situations where non-racialized members were not sent alone. And she says her complaints were never investigated or were ignored. David Klein is Hudson's lawyer.
There were racist, derogatory comments that have been made throughout her time within the RCMP, lack of opportunities for training, for promotion, failure to provide backup.
Hudson says she decided to come forward after the force's top official admitted there was racism within the RCMP. And now, she adds, she's speaking out about her experiences for those who can't.
I know of a member that was forced out of the RCMP, he's Indigenous, and ended up in a mental hospital. And so those kind of people, you know what, I will fight for them.
Within days of her lawsuit, her lawyer says he's been contacted by dozens of current and former RCMP members who have also spoken of discrimination within the force. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Despite the pandemic's disruption of the 2020 census, officials are hopeful they can avoid repeating the nearly 5% undercount of American Indian and Alaska Native people in 2010. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Census data drives federal spending, which includes $1 billion a year on services for tribal communities like housing and infrastructure. COVID-19 has disrupted events and outreach, as well as deadlines. Final counts once due by July 31st are now due October 31st. Elena Kapoman is a tribal partnership specialist. She says they're using virtual outreach and cultural programming to engage Native audiences.
WeCount Oregon hosted a really fun online event that really helped boost some of their numbers. They had Ryan Redcorn on, and he was doing his 1491s comedy, pretending to be a census worker. Grand Ron opened the event sharing a song to kind of give a blessing on the day.
For Oregon tribes, the Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Nation currently have the highest response rate at 60%. Cow Creek has the lowest with 33%. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
The Navajo Nation will formally recognize Diné Pride Week each year. Some Navajo lawmakers and LGBTQ advocates took part in a resolution signing ceremony Friday in Window Rock, Arizona, which was streamed online. Delegate Nathaniel Brown sponsored the resolution.
This is a brand new day for the Nutle, for the Dilpa, for everyone. This is a start of bringing true equality to everyone. To be seen as equal, to be truly be seen, to be heard by the Navajo Nation Council, by our great Navajo Nation.
The Navajo Nation Council resolution officially recognizes Diné Pride Week each year during the third week of June. Lawmakers and advocates referred to the resolution and signing event as historic, yet advocates continue to call on the council to pass legislation to protect the LGBTQ community on the Navajo Nation and for the tribe to recognize same-sex marriage. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Support by Indian Country Counts, reminding you that you can be a census hero when you fill out your census form today at my2020census.gov or by calling 844-330-2020.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.